Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
And we're on day three, the exciting conclusion to this month's story, which is called Number the Stars. Let's remind everyone of what's happened so far.
The story is about two young girls in Copenhagen, Denmark, during World War II.
Ellen Rosen is a Jew, which is dangerous because the Nazis in control of Germany and Denmark are trying to move all the Jews to camps where they will be killed.
Ellen's parents already fled, so Ellen is living with Anna-Marie Johansson and her family. She's pretending to be Lisa, Anna-Marie's dead older sister.
Now, Anna-Marie already helped Ellen hide from the Nazis when they came to her home.
Later, they met Uncle Henrik, who takes Jewish people by boat to Sweden, where they will be safe.
The Johanssons also have a fake funeral, which they use to give Jewish people food and blankets. They also trick the Nazis here to stop them finding out.
Ellen goes with the Jewish family, leaving Anna-Marie alone. This final part of the story is about what she does next. Let's read on and see what happens.
Reading. Number the Stars. The next morning, Anne-Marie finds an envelope that her uncle left behind. Mrs. Johansson tells her to hide it in a picnic basket and run as fast as she can to Uncle Henrik's boat.On her way, she is halted by Nazi soldiers. She lies to them, saying that she is taking a meal to her uncle. The soldiers eventually believe her, and Anne-Marie makes it to her uncle's boat. She gives Uncle Henrik the envelope, which contains a handkerchief. He tells her that it affects the Nazi dog's sense of smell. After they sniff the handkerchief,They won't be able to find the Jewish people he's smuggling to safety. Uncle Henrik returns to Denmark later that evening from Sweden. He clarifies that many Jewish people, including the Rosens, were hiding in his boat. Anne-Marie also learns that her uncle is part of the Danish resistance and that her family is assisting him. She's also told the truth about her sister,Lise was part of the resistance and was murdered by the Nazis. 2 years later, the war ends, and all of Denmark celebrates. Anne-Marie hopes that she will see her best friend again someday.
So yes, mostly we've been talking about what Ellen does,mm-hmm. but now we're kind of more talking about what Anna-Marie does.And so that's why this part of the story begins by saying, the next morning, Anna-Marie finds an envelope that her uncle left behind.
Oh, so Anna-Marie 隔天发现她的叔叔留下了 left behind 一个信封 envelope.、
Mm-hmm.
Next, we see that Mrs. Johansson tells her to hide it in a picnic basket and run as fast as she can to Uncle Henrik's boat.
Okay, must be something important then. Now, to run as fast as you can means to run so fast that you can't go any faster. We use this grammar pattern, to mean the best or to the limits of your ability to do something, like do it as quickly as you can or study as hard as you can.
我们呢可以在 as 的中间加入形容词或者是副词，最后呢再加上 as one can 或者是 as possible， 代表的是呢尽某人的所能去做某件事情。Please come back home as soon as you can， 也就是 please come home as soon as possible， 请尽快回家。句中呢 as 的中间加上了副词 soon 这个字，也就是快速的意思。另外呢 as soon as possible 可以简写成四个大写的字母 ASAP， 你可以念作 ASAP or ASAP。So here we know that Anna-Marie is running as fast as she can to her uncle's boat. What happens next? We see that in the article. On her way, she's halted by Nazi soldiers.
Okay, to halt somebody means to make them stop with an order. Stop there. It's more formal and it's more official than just saying stop.
Mm-hmm.Halt 是动词使停下的意思，它跟 stop 有一些些不一样。Halt 比较正式。我们文章提到呢 ，Anna Marie is halted by Nazi soldiers means she was stopped by them。此处呢，我们看到一个被动态。那另外呢，我们还看到了 on one's way 是在某人的路途中。For example, on my way to school today, a stranger came to talk to me. 我今天要去上学的时候，有陌生人来跟我讲话。那如果目的地是 home, 记得前面不加介系词 to 哦。On her way home, she bought a chocolate bar in the store. 在她回家的路上，她买了一条巧克力棒。So what is Anna Marie going to say to the soldiers?
Oh, I don't know.
Next.The article says she lies to them, saying that she's taking a meal to her uncle.
Well, I mean, it's in a picnic basket, mm-hmm. right? So that's a good idea. Does it work? The article says the soldiers eventually believe her, and Anna Marie makes it to her uncle's boat. The phrase to make it to somewhere means that you get to that place successfully after there has been some delay or difficulties or something tried to stop you.
To make it 是成功的意思。To make it to 后面加上地方是成功抵达某处。I'm happy for Anna Marie. She makes it to the boat. We should also take a look at the word eventually as well.
Yes, so eventually is an adverb. It's spelled eventually, eventually, and it means.In the end, and shows that maybe some time, and again, maybe some difficulties have passed by before something was achieved. We use it in stories to show that time has passed and maybe some unimportant things happened, but we want to get on with the story, so we're going to kind of skip past it.
Eventually, 它是一个副词，代表最后、终于。通常呢，放在文章或故事要进入尾声的时候，经历了一番问题或折磨，终于有以下的结果。So, after lying to the soldiers, she makes it to her uncle's boat.
Mm-hmm.
The article says she gives Uncle Henrik the envelope, which contains a handkerchief.
Okay. The word handkerchief is spelled H-A-N-D.K-E-R-C-H-I-E-F, a long one. Handkerchief, we don't really pronounce the D, we say handkerchief. It is a square piece of cloth. It's almost like clothing, but you don't really wear it. You put it in your pocket or maybe your bag. You can use it to blow your nose, to clean yourself a bit, to wipe the sweat off your head. You could also use it to cover your head and tie it there or around your neck to keep the sun off.
Handkerchief, 手帕,字中的 D 是不发音的哦。So here I don't understand,、mm-hmm. why would Uncle Henrik need a handkerchief? And why did Anna Marie have to run as fast as she could to the boat?
Well, maybe he really needs to blow his nose.
Maybe.
Or maybe not. Well, the article explains that he tells her that it, the handkerchief, affects the Nazi dog's sense of smell.So your sense of smell is your ability to smell things. If you have a good sense of smell, you can smell things that aren't very strong or tell the difference between two things that smell very similar or maybe tell where a smell is coming from.
原来啊，这条手帕呢可以 affect 影响狗狗的嗅觉。We have five senses, which are smell,、
mm-hmm.
嗅觉 sight, 视觉 hearing,听觉 taste, 味觉还有 touch, 触觉 So maybe the Nazi's dogs can be used to find people.
That's very likely true. However, as the article says, after they, the dogs, sniff the handkerchief, they won't be able to find the Jewish people he's smuggling to safety. To sniff, like Elsie just did, means to breathe air into your nose, usually to try and smell something.
Sniff 是闻的意思 To sniff or smell something or somebody out 代表的是呢闻出有某物或某人 So the dogs are able to sniff the Jews out 可以闻出有犹太人的存在 But once they sniff the handkerchief, the ability is gone What about the word smuggle?
Okay, to smuggle means to take something into a different country or area secretly, either because it's illegal or secret, or because you don't want to pay a lot of taxes on it. These days, we often talk about people smuggling drugs into countries, but here we mean Henrik is taking the Jews secretly out of Denmark and all the way to Sweden.
Smuggle 是走私的意思。When people are caught smuggling drugs, they have to face punishment. And people who smuggle are called smugglers, 走私者。Wow, so Henrik really needed that handkerchief.、Mm-hmm. It's a good thing Anna-Marie found it.
Indeed it is. Next, we see that Uncle Henrik returns to Denmark later that evening from Sweden. And the two countries are very close in some places, so he gets back quickly.、
Mm-hmm. We also learn that he clarifies that many Jewish people, including the Rosens, were hiding in his boat. So that means...that Ellen escaped.
That's right, and that's great. To clarify means to make something clear so that many people understand something they didn't understand properly before. It's our job to clarify the meaning of English words and how to use English grammar.
True. Clarify 是澄清阐明的意思。让人家呢清新易懂某一个概念。Could you clarify the point again? 你可以再说明一次重点吗? Next, the article says, Anna-Marie also learns that her uncle is part of the Danish resistance、mm-hmm. and that her family is assisting him.
The word resistance by itself just means that a force is stopping something from happening or making it difficult for something to happen.But when we use it with an uppercase R at the start, we mean the freedom fighters and the group that were fighting against a country's leaders. In World War II, many countries that were taken over by the Nazis had a resistance, a secret group who tried to help Jews fight the Nazis and get their country back. And the different groups often worked together.
Resistance.抵抗，它是一个名词哦。那如果我们看到呢，自首是由大写 R 出现的时候呢，代表它是反抗军。那二战时期呢，有许多国家当中都有所谓的反抗组织，秘密的帮助犹太人，并且对抗纳粹党。We also saw that Anna-Marie's parents were assisting Henrik.
Yep, to assist, A-S-S-I-S-T, assist, means to help someone, usually by doing part of the work rather than just by giving advice. If you want someone to assist you at work, you want them to do something. And if you want someone to assist you to move house, they'll be carrying heavy things with you.
Assist 就是动词协助帮助的意思其实就是 help 协助某人做某事我们说 assist somebody to do something 或者是呢 assist somebody with something So for example Please assist me with my report
Okay
你可以帮我做我的报告吗 Or we can say Please assist me to finish my report
Okay
可不可以帮我完成报告那如果呢我们在 assist 的后面加上 A-N-T Assistant 就是助理的意思 So Henrik tells Anna-Marie more secrets too、mm-hmm. We learned thatShe's also told the truth about her sister.
Okay, so that's Lisa, the older girl, the one Ellen Rosen pretended to be. And we find out that Lisa was part of the resistance and was murdered by the Nazis. So let's take a look at this word murder. M-U-R-D-E-R, murder. Here it's being used as a verb, and to murder someone means to kill them.And it also means you were planning to kill them before and that you meant to do it. You don't murder someone by accident. Now, murder, of course, is illegal, so people who murder go to jail and are sometimes actually killed in jail. As you see from the last sentence, the word murder can be a noun as well, okay? So people, someone committed a murder, right? So it can be a noun and a verb. In our article, it's a verb. As a noun, murder, a murder, several murders means the act or the crime itself.
Murder 在文章当中呢，当动词使用，是谋杀，我们说蓄意杀害的意思。所以呢，我们看到这个 Anna Marie 的姐姐 Lisa was murdered， 也就是被纳粹党给杀害的。那如果呢，我们在 murder 的字尾加上 er， 同学们猜猜看是什么意思哦？Murderer 就是谋杀者。那另外，刚 Pat 老师又提到 ，murder 也可以当名词来用。我们说 commit、
mm-hmm.
a murder.
Yes.
Okay, we now jump forward in time to get to the end of the story. First, we see that 2 years later, the war ends and all of Denmark celebrates.
Well, they would, because to celebrate, C-E-L-E-B-R-A-T-E, celebrate is to be very happy and throw a party because of a special event.Of course, we celebrate people's birthdays and holidays. We celebrate good news by doing something special. And we'd certainly celebrate the end of a terrible war by having parties and doing other things to show that it is an important and joyous occasion.
Could be. Celebrate 就是庆祝的意思。So, Pat, you know, my birthday is coming.
Let's celebrate it.
How are you going to celebrate my birthday?
I'll buy you a gift.
Yes. Okay, so back to the article. But do Ellen and Anna Marie meet again?
Well, the article finishes by saying Anna Marie hopes that she will see her best friend again someday.Now, the word someday is all one word. It's S-O-M-E-D-A-Y, someday. It's an adverb that means sometime in the future. We're not giving a specific time. We're just talking about a possible future plan or event. So we could say, I'd like to visit that country someday. Or we should eat there someday.As you can see, someday could be as soon as tomorrow, or it could be a year or two away. We just use it to mean that we hope something will happen, and we want to make that thing happen in the future.
Someday 是未来的某天。注意哦，它是一个副词，而且它这是一个字，不可以拆开。那它代表的是不明确的未来时间。And that's the end of the article for today. So now it's time for today's For You Chat question.
For You Chat.
So today's question is, if you were to see a friend after a long time apart, what would you ask them and why?
Well, I guess with things like Facebook and other ways of talking, you kind of know normal stuff,
right.
You know, maybe where they're working, what they've been doing. But I have obviously a lot of experience of this because I don't see my friends and family in person for a while. So I'm more likely to ask them things like,You know, have you been reading these kind of books? Because、mm-hmm. that's maybe something we wouldn't talk about. Or have you been watching、oh. this show? Or have you seen that? What did you think of that movie or the sports team? So if it's just about what you've been doing,、mm-hmm. how's your, you know, children or family or parents, we get a lot of that stuff pretty easily.、
Yeah.
So I would want to talk about our shared interests and find out what they think of certain things.
And maybe you can't get the information through Facebook.
Yeah, or they maybe just didn't have a chance to talk about it.
Right.
So, I mean, of course, you're going to ask them maybe how about, you know, their parents or children, maybe、mm-hmm. if you haven't been keeping up to date.、
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you're just asking them, you know, have you been on any nice trips?
You、yeah.
know, what else, what are you guys doing in your free time these days? And is there something I can join in and hang out and play something with you guys?、
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing. So、
yeah.
that's what I usually talk about when I see them.
Good. So I have three friends in different countries.
Oh, my goodness.
One in the UK,、mm-hmm. one in Singapore,、
right.
and one in France.Okay. Oh, one more. She's in the US.
Cool, okay.
So when they come back to Taiwan, I'm going to ask them about Did they visit any good places in、mm-hmm. those countries? And maybe I can take some notes down. And when I go to those countries, I can go to visit those places.
Excellent. Okay, well, that is all the time we have for today. Thank you for watching us for these 3 days. We'll see you again next time for English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Number the stars. The next morning...Anne-Marie finds an envelope that her uncle left behind. Mrs. Johansson tells her to hide it in a picnic basket and run as fast as she can to Uncle Henrik's boat. On her way, she is halted by Nazi soldiers. She lies to them, saying that she is taking a meal to her uncle. The soldiers eventually believe her, and Anne-Marie makes it to her uncle's boat.She gives Uncle Henrik the envelope, which contains a handkerchief. He tells her that it affects the Nazi dog's sense of smell. After they sniff the handkerchief, they won't be able to find the Jewish people he's smuggling to safety. Uncle Henrik returns to Denmark later that evening from Sweden. He clarifies that many Jewish people, including the Rosens, were hiding in his boat.Anne-Marie also learns that her uncle is part of the Danish resistance and that her family is assisting him. She's also told the truth about her sister. Lise was part of the resistance and was murdered by the Nazis. 2 years later, the war ends and all of Denmark celebrates. Anne-Marie hopes that she will see her best friend again someday.
Vocabulary Review. Eventually. The lost dog was missing for days, but eventually he returned home. Handkerchief. I keep a handkerchief in my back pocket for drying my hands or face after washing them.Assist. The store clerk said that if there's anything she can assist us with, we should let her know. Murder. The criminal tried to murder the rich man for his money, but the police stopped him. Celebrate.All of Dave's friends helped him celebrate his birthday with a big party. Someday. Anna hopes to visit her friends in the U.S. someday, but she isn't sure when she can go.